ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यानामिने गौरतुसे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरून् दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर कमिंग एंड वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू to today's morning Bhagavatam class. Today's shloka is 7th canto, 7th chapter, which is entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, and shloka number 29. So we'll recite. Tatropaya sahasrana Tatropaya sahasrana अयं भगवतो दितः यदीश्वरे भगवती यथा यैरञ्जसारतिः। हरे कृष्ण। सो बिफोर गोइंग थ्रू प्रभुपाद्स वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन पर्प, आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर सिटिंग हियर हु आर सीनियर टू मी, who are authorities and who are so-called juniors to me. All thank you very much. I express my heartfelt gratitude to have given me this chance of sitting here at the very lotus feet of the greatest Vaishnava Acharya ever to roam in this world, Srila Prabhupada. And I have this great opportunity to sit at his lotus feet and speak on his divine purports. Sometimes this thought comes, that's why I wanted to express it. Sometimes the thought comes that we all have heard that this movement will go on for next 10,000 years. So it's a historical movement. Some people also say, some devotees say that Prabhupada is the greatest conqueror. British are told to be the greatest conqueror in the world. They ruled all over the world. But they were not liked by their subordinates. But Prabhupada is one who is still conquering. He has so-called disappeared from our external vision, but he is still conquering all over the world. And he is conquering the hearts of people. Without changing the names of the nations, he is actually converting the nations. He is the only Acharya. Other Acharyas, like in the Bhagavatam, it is said, Krishna has no name, but Krishna is given name according to his activities. But Srila Prabhupada is the only Acharya who did not change the name of London. Rather, he made Krishna as the king of London by naming him Londoneshwar. Now, this is amazing. Nobody would have dared to do, probably. At least, not a conditioned soul. And Prabhupada did it. And Prabhupada didn't get any criticism from any of his godbrothers or anybody, because that's the reality. Parishishwar, Londoneshwar, all those names Prabhupada gave. So Prabhupada is conquering all over the world, and I have the great opportunity to be a small part of this great mission, which is an event in world history. And this history, probably it's said that history repeats itself, but this history of establishment of ISKCON and delivering the message to all the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga, this history probably will never be repeated again. It's never found in Bhagavatam, up till now at least. So I have great opportunity to sit, and I cannot probably fathom the depth of mercy which I have got to sit here and become at least a name which may not be known, but name in that history, that event of ISKCON. So thank you very much. Now we'll go with the very interesting word-to-word meaning, then translation and purport of His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please repeat after me. Tatra. In that connection. Getting out of the entanglement of material conditioning. Upaya. Of processes. Sahasranam. Of many thousands. I am this. Bhagavata Uditaha, given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yat, which, Ishware, to the Lord, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yatha, as much as, Yahi, by which, Anjasa, quickly, Ratihi, attachment, with love and affection. Translation of the different processes recommended. Okay, before going through the translation and purport, I would like to, because I'm supposed to study Bhagavatam purport, so I have divided this purport into three things, and you'll note as I go through. The goal of devotional service is mitigation of material suffering, cause of suffering is sinful activities, and cause of sins is ignorance. This is first part. Second is the process as given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada says that process is sarva dharman parityajya. That we will be discussing. And third thing which Prabhupada says here is process of surrender and service to the spiritual master leads to elevation to devotional service. Please note this very carefully. Process of surrender and service to spiritual master leads to elevation to devotional service, which leads to attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then one comes to know all about the Lord, all about oneself, one's relationship with the Lord, and thus one's ignorance is dissipated, and therefore one's material bondage is vanquished, and with material bondage one's suffering is completely eradicated. So these three things we will be discussing, basically one thing only. Goal of devotional service is mitigation of suffering with which we come, and how to mitigate that suffering is to sarva dharman parityaja, by complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the process of complete surrender to the Personality of Godhead is to surrender to the bona fide spiritual master who comes in parampara system from the Personality of Godhead. And what is that process and what happens by that, then we'll discuss on that. So translation of the different processes recommended for disentanglement from material life, the one personally explained and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be considered all perfect. That process is the performance of duties by which love for the Supreme Lord develops. Purport. Among the linking processes means yoga. Among the linking processes that elevate one from bondage to material contamination, the one recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be accepted as the best. That process is clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, Sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam sharanam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This process is the best because the Lord assures, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami mashachah. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. There is no need to be worried, for the Lord Himself assures that He will care for His devotee and save him from the reactions of sinful activities. Material bondage is a result of sinful activity. Therefore, since the Lord assures that He will dissipate the results of fruitive material activities, there is no need to be worried. This process of understanding one's position as a spirit soul and then engaging oneself in devotional service is therefore the best. The entire Vedic program is based on this principle, and one can understand it as recommended in the Vedas. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha gurau tasyaite kathita hyarthaha prakashante mahatmanah. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6:23. One must accept the pure devotee, the representative of God, as one's guru, and then offer him all the respects one would offer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the secret of success. For one who adopts this method, the perfect process is revealed. In this verse, the words Yairanjasa Ratihi indicate that by offering service and surrender to the spiritual master, one is elevated to devotional service, and by performing devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of this attachment to the Lord, one can understand the Lord. In other words, one can understand what the Lord's position is, what our position is, and what our relationship is. All this can be understood very easily by the simple method of Bhakti Yoga. As soon as one is situated on the platform of Bhakti Yoga, the root cause of one's suffering and material bondage is destroyed. This is clearly explained in the next verse, which gives the secret of success. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, I'll again say the same thing. What we are going to discuss, first point, is goal of devotional service. Before that, something else also clicked, that I'll just speak. Prabhupada here says, by the simple process of devotional service. Please don't mind asking this question. How many of you genuinely feel, please raise your hand, that the process of devotional service, those who are practicing for at least 5 years, they can answer this question. Less than 5 years, they won't really understand. But 5 years and have studied Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Condition is, if you have studied Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam at least once, then how many of you really feel that the process of devotional service is simple? Easy, as Prabhupada says. Nobody. Okay, Prabhupada feels. Okay, one, but very hesitating hand. So this is a very important thing. Prabhupada says, by this simple process of devotional service, but seems to be really difficult. It's not simple. It's not on Prabhupada. You are joking. Like in one of the conversation, many times this happened, but Shamsundar Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, has written one book, What's the Difficulty? Prabhupada used to ask his disciples, what's the difficulty? You have to just chant, dance in front of the Lord, and then if you are hungry, take prasadam. After prasadam, obviously you will feel sleepy. So go to sleep. Don't oversleep, but go to sleep. Then get up, refresh yourself. Then again come in front of the Lord, chant, dance, see the Lord, take His vision in the heart, and then go and take prasadam, go to sleep. While sleeping, take His vision, dream about Him, and that's it. It's so simple. Prabhupada, for you it is simple. Me, it is very difficult. Why? Because we have so many material conditioning. We have attachments in this world. We have some ulterior motives, which we also sometimes don't know. A sadhaka bhakta, the biggest problem, Nectar of Devotion says, a sadhaka bhakta is like a madman. A madman, you know about a madman? probably you may not know. A person who has a psychic problem, if you tell him, I'll take you to a doctor, he'll be angry over you. He'll say, I don't have any problem. And if you tell somebody who is really all right with his head, you tell him, I want to take you to a doctor, he'll say, okay, readily, I'll go. So the problem with a sadhaka bhakta is, I'm including myself, that a sadhaka bhakta thinks he's a pure devotee. He has no problem. Then why this process is so difficult? I have no ulterior motives. I'm completely clean. I just want Krishna. I came for Krishna. I am here for Krishna. But Krishna says, no, Baba, you have so many things inside your heart. And that's why the process becomes difficult. The process is very easy, but because we have hesitation to surrender to Krishna, the process becomes very difficult. What we think, which Arjun asked in Bhagavad Gita, if you remember, I'm going a little, not off topic, but something else clicked, which I am not prepared. So Arjun asked in Bhagavad Gita, hey Krishna, if supposing somebody takes to this process of yoga process and he doesn't achieve the goal, he gives up, he surrenders to you, surrenders to the process, he gives up his material, whatever his ambitions were there, like his college and job and everything, he takes to devotional service, and in case he doesn't get the goal, then what? Kam gatim krishna gacchati. Very beautiful. Sanskrit is very beautiful there. Kam gatim krishna gacchati. Oh Krishna, I am asking you frankly. Somebody else would not have asked you, but I have a friendly relationship with you. I know you. I don't have so much iron reverence. So what happens if he obeys your orders, surrenders to you, but doesn't get anything? Does he become like a ribbon cloud who is nowhere? He has no shelter. And Krishna says, Partha naiveha namutra vinasham tasya na vidyate. That, O Arjun, one who does good in this world, just simple good, like material good, Krishna first says that, even if somebody does some material good, like give some money, help some poor person, then also he is never afflicted by evil. So how can one get afflicted by evil if he does the greatest good in this world of surrendering oneself totally to Krishna? And that's why Prabhupada, in the purport which we will be studying without reading through it, Sarva Dharman Parityaja purport, Prabhupada at the end, if you remember, Prabhupada writes, it's a foolishness, I'm paraphrasing it, it's foolishness to hesitate in surrendering to the Lord. To keep our material attachments intact and try to surrender, like hesitatingly surrender to the Lord, is foolishness. Because there is no problem. Krishna assures us totally, complete confidence he gives, that my devotee will never perish. My devotee, I'll protect him. And that's the assurance Prabhupada is giving. And that's the greatest boon of what we have in Prabhupada purports. Prabhupada, time and again, in his lectures, in his purports, gives us assurance. And seriously, for doing anything, like engineering or anything, we require somebody who gives us assurance, yes, you will be successful, you will be happy, you will get Krishna, or you will get whatever your goal is. Somebody who gives assurance to us. Otherwise, the process becomes very difficult. Because in the beginning, whether you are doing engineering degree, you don't see the goal. But if your seniors come and tell you, hey, you know what you will achieve by doing your engineering? Similarly, this process, science of God, which Bhagavatam explains, Prabhupada says, Bhagavatam is science of God. The science of God, we need some seniors, and we have Srila Prabhupada to give us assurance. You just surrender and you will achieve the goal. So now, coming to this point of why we came to devotional service. Okay, coming to now what I was telling. What I have prepared. Devotional service, we come to devotional service not without any motive. And we should actually have motive. And what should be that motive is happiness. Of course, everyone is searching for happiness, whether they, like even to new people, when we give lecture, we ask why you are doing job, why you are having children, why you get married, is in search of happiness. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate viduhu swartha gatim hi Vishnum. He says, the problem with the people of this world is that they don't really know what is their selfishness. We should be selfish. Prahlad Maharaj actually recommends that we should be selfish. But we should know what is our selfishness. In this material world, selfishness is thought to be catering to the needs of this body. But the problem with us is, or the reality is that we are not this body, we are soul. So we are actually thinking I am selfish, but I am serving something which is not even alive. See, the paradox or the dilemma, that I am trying to serve, thinking I am selfish, I am trying to earn money and doing sense gratification, but I am serving something which is not even alive, this body. So understanding our selfishness, that I want to become happy, so first thing which Prabhupada says in this purport is to understand that I am soul. And then to live on the platform of the soul. And thereby what happens is, when we do devotional service, we first come in the association of devotees. And when we come in the association of devotees, we come to know that we have to search out for a spiritual master. I was going through the lecture of 1967 lecture on this shloka of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada says it is mandatory to progress in spiritual life, it is mandatory for a sadhaka to search out for a genuine spiritual master who is a 100% pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does that mean? Who is completely attached to Krishna. Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, who is completely attached to Krishna. And Prabhupada quotes that shloka, tad vijnanartham sagurum evabhi gachet samitpaniye shrotriyam brahmanishtham. Prabhupada says that it is compulsory. Evam eva gachet. Gachet means it is compulsory. It is mandatory that one should approach a spiritual master, a pure devotee of the Lord. And what is the symptom of a pure devotee? Prabhupada focuses on that. Because one has to search out. How can one search out if he doesn't know the symptom of a pure devotee? Like these days in India. One time I was giving a class here in Namhatta office, and one couple came and they heard my lecture, 5-10 minute lecture. And after the lecture they came, Maharaji, oh Maharaji, we bow down to you. We are actually, that time, you know Asaram Bapu? Okay, many devotees know. So he was caught in his scandal, whatever scandal, okay. So they came, they were sentimentally attached to us, him, and they had taken initiation. They said, oh, we have taken initiation and what to do now? I said, you never checked that whether he is a spiritual master or not. If he is a spiritual master, he should be 100% attached to Krishna. First you should check. He said, they said, this is sentimental going on in India and also in West, that we have sentimental attachment to somebody who is in a robe, a Christian robe or Vedic robe, and then we think, oh, if I reject him then. But first of all, the person whom I surrendered, he was a hoax. He was a bluff. He was not a spiritual master at all. So first of all, like Hari Bhakti Vilas also says, Sanatan Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, and Prabhupada quotes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a disciple should test the spiritual master for one full year. At least 1 year, one should check the spiritual master. What are his teachings? And whether those teachings match with the scriptures. Because the highest in that triangle, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, the highest is the Shastra, which is the Vani of Krishna. And then we should check the spiritual master whom we are aspiring for and the sadhus. We should check with that. And that's what Prabhupada says here, that the process of surrender and service. Now this is a very interesting thing. Generally there is a fanaticism amongst the sadhak bhaktas, which is Raghunath Das Goswami's statement, and many devotees quote that statement. Raghunath Das Goswami says, even if somebody comes and tells me that by obeying the orders of my spiritual master, I'll go to hell, I'll still keep obeying the orders of the spiritual master. Now, that Raghunath Das Goswami said, and that is correct. That is correct in the sense that he knows his spiritual master is completely dedicated to Krishna, and somebody comes and tries to entice him or tries to incite anger in him or make him envious toward the genuine spiritual master, he says, let that person go to hell. Because I'm not going to go to hell by following such a spiritual master. But with section Bali Maharaj, rejecting his spiritual master Shukracharya, there Prabhupada writes very clearly that a spiritual master can be rejected, provided that the spiritual master deviates from surrender to Krishna. And first of all, one should check. So here Prabhupada says, process of surrender and service to spiritual master, what it does is it elevates one to devotional service. Just by surrendering to spiritual master, Prabhupada says, spiritual master and Krishna run in parallel lines. Like on the railroad, the track is on parallel lines. So this one track is Krishna and one track is spiritual master. One without the other won't go. If we say, no, just the spiritual master, no, then this probably the spiritual master is not doing his duty. He's not making us attracted to Krishna. It said, spiritual master is the transparent via media between the devotee and Krishna. He's not opaque. He's the transparent via media. Very nice analogy came in my mind and it got confirmed by one devotee giving one class. I don't remember who. He said, like we are standing at the corner of the hall, supposing, and from there we are trying to look at Krishna. We can't see Krishna very clearly. But a lens comes here, a magnifying lens. And we can see through that lens and Krishna comes near to us. Similarly, we are far away from Krishna, very far away. We don't know Krishna. Like devotees who came to Srila Prabhupada, they still say, we didn't know who is Krishna. But we know one thing, we knew one thing. This personality is completely pure. He is not cheating us. And Prabhupada many times used to say, I have no business cheating you, bluffing you. Whatever I am saying is correct. Krishna loves you and you don't even know that. One time Prabhupada said, you don't even know whom you are trying to worship. Who is he? What a great personality he is. So the spiritual master, one has to surrender and then serve him, and then one gets elevated to devotional service, and by performing devotional service to Krishna, one becomes attracted to Krishna. And by that attraction, because of that attraction, Krishna reveals his beauty, his glories in the heart of the devotee. Now this is very important. Now I'll be going into attraction. What happens to by serving such a spiritual master? Now I'll be taking a different line from the purports, 2-3 purports, and I'll be speaking the purport almost verbatim. Okay, 2-3 purports I'll be covering. The first thing is, what happens when we come and serve such a spiritual master, surrender and service, we have a desire. What is that desire? I want pure love of Godhead. With that, when we come in the association of such a devotee and we try to serve him, what happens? Okay, before that, it takes one to know one. You heard that statement, right? It takes one to know one. If I am not a pure devotee, I cannot judge a pure devotee. Then first dilemma is, I don't know who is a pure devotee. How am I going to search out for a pure devotee? That I have already answered, that devotee will teach us Bhagavatam, and Bhagavatam gives us what is a devotee. And what is that? A pure devotee is Shrotriyam Brahmanishtham. Shrotriyam means he first of all comes in the Shraut Parampara. Two paramparas are there, actually rather three paramparas are there, Shraut, Smart and Shukra. Shukra means seminal parampara. Father, father, son, father, son, 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 son. That is Shukra parampara, where is Shukracharya. So such a parampara is not to be followed. The other is Smart parampara. Smart means caste Goswami parampara. That I am a Goswami, then I elect a Goswami. And by election he comes, not by gunas. And third is Shraut parampara. Shraut is by hearing. One who hears very perfectly, he can repeat perfectly. And that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave initiation to our Srila Prabhupada. When his god brothers recommended his name, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, yes, I'll give him initiation because he is a very good listener. So that is Shraut parampara. So Shrotriyam Brahmanishtham. By Shraut, by hearing from his spiritual master in parampara, what happens is such a spiritual master has become Brahmanishtham. Brahmanishtham means that he has only one desire. He has no ulterior motive. And by living with him for 1 year at least, according to Hari Bhakti Vilas, we can see that actually he has no desire of this material world. Nothing. Not even a speck of desire. Whatever he is doing, whether he is speaking pranai rathai dhya vacha, is absolutely, totally dedicated for glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that other conditioned souls become happy. The dead walking corpses of this material world who are suffering in the material pangs, they by surrendering will become happy. With that single pointed desire, that devotee roams all around the world 14 times. And that's why he becomes the greatest devotee. So in the association of that devotee, wonderful things happen. Now I'll go to one shloka. This is Bhagavatam, fourth canto. The shloka says, two shlokas are there. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadhavo Vishadashayaha Bhagavad Gunanu Kathane Shavan Vyagra Chetasaha. What happens when we enter such an association of devotees, where one is our spiritual master and others are his associates, and they sit and they are discussing, and we are just menial servants. As spiritual masters, personal servant, we are doing some cleaning, we bring some prasadam, like in Narad Muni's case it happened. In the first canto we have heard that Narad Muni was serving those Mahabhagavat devotees, those Parivrajakacharya. Similarly, we serve, we sometimes enter, but they are discussing in their room. Sometimes we get to hear what they are discussing. And how they discuss? Shravan Vyagra, Vyagra Chetasa. When they discuss, they are actually absorbed in that discussion about Krishna. And we, as small devotees, we sometimes get to hear what they are discussing, and that charms us. And the next shloka says, Tasmin Mahan Mukharito Madhubicharitra Piyush Shesha Saritaha Paritaha Sravanti Te Yapibanti Tanas Prushta Ashan Trig Bhaya Shok Mohaha. He says that Tasmin Mahan Mukharito Madhubicharita. When they are discussing, sometimes what happens, these devotees, the servant, the personal servant of the spiritual master, he gets something which overflows from the nectar river. Saritaha Sravanti. This Saritaha means the river. A river of nectar of Krishna conscious discussion that is flowing amongst those devotees. And this devotee, who is the servant of his spiritual master, is standing on the bank of that river. You're getting the analogy? Very beautiful analogy. So the river of their discussion in their room is flowing, and this devotee sometimes goes inside, so he's like standing on the bank, hankering for some nectar, but they don't allow him inside, because he cannot understand, he'll become a sahajiya. So, but sometimes he gets that opportunity, and whatever little drops of nectar falls in his ears, taye pibanti, he drinks that nectar very eagerly, and by that what happens? Very interesting thing happens. This should happen. If this is not happening, what I'm going to quote now, if this is not happening with us as we are practicing devotional service, then there is something wrong in our sadhan bhakti. He says, tanas prushati. This should happen gradually, not all of a sudden. Tanas prushati. He is not even touched by four, five things. What? Ashan, trid, hunger and thirst. He's not touched. He doesn't feel hungry and thirsty. Ashan, trid, bhaya. He's not in anxiety. He's not fearful. Like I was very much in anxiety before starting class. He's not fearful. But of course, the anxiety has decreased from my first days in ISKCON. Ashantrun, bhaya, shok. Shok means lamentation for what he has lost, material things which he has lost. Shok and moha. His illusion goes down gradually. If these five things are not happening, then he is not actually serving his spiritual master either, or his goal is not Krishna consciousness when he is serving his spiritual master, rather just name, fame, prestige. Like one devotee says that sometimes devotees, the disciple of the spiritual master, stand beside the spiritual master and take photo and put it on the Facebook. Actually, they are glorifying themselves. Oh, see, I'm so close to the spiritual master. They are not trying to glorify Ebe Yash Ghushuk Tribhuvana. Not that your fame should expand, my fame should expand. Oh, I am also great, you see. Otherwise, why are you putting your foot? Anyways, that there could be other reasons for that also. There is no blanket statement. I am just making a comment. Because there could be, by chance he's happened to be there. That can also happen. Anyway, so what happens is, either, three things. And third thing is, he is not serving his spiritual master at all. That could be the third thing. So these ulterior motives, with that, this result won't happen in that association also. Now, I have some time. Very nice. Now, what should happen? Now, as this happens, two things simultaneously happen. like that shloka says, where it says, when we eat, two things happen. Of course, three things, but two things we'll focus on. One, hunger is dissipated, and another, we feel joyful. Okay. So these five things will go down: hunger, thirst, lamentation, fear, and what else? Illusion. Illusion that I am this body. But this will go down in proportion to our increase of attraction for the personality of Godhead. And for that, Prabhupada emphasizes again and again, even here, he slightly emphasizes in Sarva Dharman Parityaja, which he quotes in this purport. There he emphasizes very clearly that the biggest problem of the conditioned soul, he doesn't realize that the that the Supreme is a person. He is a personality. Like us, he also has feelings. Like us, he also has affection and everything. He also feels bad also. He also has heart like us. But he is too big and we are too small. But the conditioned soul, as soon as the conditioned soul is told, oh, the Supreme is too big, immediately an impersonal conception comes. We can't even imagine that somebody can love so much, so much, so much, that we have rejected that person for millions of lifetimes. We have criticized him. We have been a Mayavadi. We have been a Karmi. Still, he provides for us everything. We have gone to the body, into the body of a hog, into a gutter. This person is so merciful and so loving that he comes along with us there, even in the gutter. Of course, Krishna never remains in the gutter. His whole dham comes in that heart of the pig also. But see the mercy of the Lord. That's why Prabhupada says, you don't even know whom you are, whom I'm telling you to worship. He is too merciful. And this is what Prabhupada says in Sarva Dharman Parityaja. Now, in Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Prabhupada says, we have to directly surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then he raises a contradiction. He says in the 7th chapter, Krishna says, Yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandu mohaner mukta bhajante mam drudhataha. That one whose sinful activities are completely eradicated, he can surrender totally to the Personality of Godhead and do bhajan drudhvrata with great determination. Then how can I surrender? You are saying Sarva Dharman Parityaja, and you are saying that you cannot surrender, but you surrender and you cannot surrender because you are sinful. Then how sins will be eradicated? Because without surrender, sins won't be eradicated. And surrender, I cannot because I have sinful activities, then what to do? This is a contradiction. And Prabhupada says, but this shloka says very clearly, Krishna says, somehow or the other, if somebody surrenders to me, ma shuchaha, I vanquish all his sinful activities, all his sinful reactions. Then the last paragraph of Sarva Dharma Parityaja is amazing. Prabhupada says, if somehow or the other a devotee gets attracted, somehow or the other, by the fluke of luck, because I'm a sinful person, I cannot get attracted, but if somehow or the other I happen to get attracted to the Personality of Godhead, then it's a great fortune. And the exact word verbatim I'm going to repeat now. Prabhupada writes the first line. Prabhupada says, one should become attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. Then he says, Krishna is called Krishna because he is all attractive. Then third statement is amazing. Prabhupada says, if one becomes attracted to the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna, then one is very fortunate. Wow, beautiful. Now how that will happen? Becoming attracted to Krishna is by becoming attracted to a pure devotee of Krishna in the beginning stages. And that's what Prabhupada disciples, so many times I've heard from Prabhupada disciples, they asked Prabhupada, in one conversation one devotee asked Prabhupada, what was our credit? What was our pious credit that we got attracted to you or we surrendered to you? Prabhupada said, you had no credit. I created your pious credits. So if somehow or the other one becomes fortunate to become attracted to Srila Prabhupada, that's what Prabhupada says. So many people will come to ISKCON. They won't get attracted. Very few people will get attracted. That's why ISKCON Center, as Prabhupada said, is not to make everyone an initiated devotee. ISKCON Centers, ISKCON Temples are for mass preaching. They will enter the temple, they will at least get, oh Hare Krishna. They will at least hear, they will get Sukruti. This Sukruti will bundle up, will become a mountain, and then they will get attracted. So this is the process. Now, as I said in between, there is a very nice purport, shloka and purport of Narad Muni. In between I said Narad Muni, like we serve great souls, the spiritual master, and the spiritual master is discussing with his associates. Similar thing happened with Narad Muni. And Narad Muni, with those Bhagavatas, they were sitting there, and he happened to hear them. Something, he got attracted by them. He understood the yoga process. At the end, those Bhagavatas gave him Uchchisht. Prabhupada explains the Uchchisht philosophy also there. These Bhagavatas became merciful and called Narad Muni. Narad Muni, come here. That time he was not Narad, of course. Sorry. Child, come here. And then, this is in his last birth before becoming Narad. They asked him, and one day before going from that place, from the home of Narad Muni, they called him, and they themselves gave Uchchisht, the remnants from that plate to Narad. And Prabhupada says, this is the way of getting the remnant. If we snatch the remnant, or if we stealingly take the remnant that the spiritual master has given us the plate to wash, and without taking permission we just take, Prabhupada says, it will have effect, of course. Medicine will go, it will have effect, but that won't please him. And the pleasure of the spiritual master is the key to success, which is the last statement. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru. The pleasure of the spiritual master, the pleasure of the parampara, that is the key of a devotee's life. That is the key of success of a devotee's spiritual life. So, when they gave that, after that what happened? Now I come to this shloka. He said, after that, I became attached to Krishna. And then when I was chanting, what happened? I won't go to that shloka. The next shloka, what happened? There is a series of shlokas where Narad Muni says, then what started happening in his previous life only, how attracted he was. He says, Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manaha Kantam Shuchapaham Apashyan Sahasotaste Vaiklavya Durmana Eva. One day he said, what happened? I was chanting the holy names of the Lord. And when I used to chant, immediately the Supreme Lord used to come and manifest with all his paraphernalia, his associates and the whole spiritual abode in my heart. He used to manifest. And I used to become completely immersed in that. This used to happen. But one fine day, what happened? He said, I was meditating. Rupam Bhagavato Yattan. And I was meditating Manaha Kantam Shuchapaham on that beautiful form of the Lord, which is how the adjectives use Manaha Kantam. This beautiful form of the Lord completely satisfies the hankerings of the heart. Manaha Kantam Shuchapaham. And it vanquishes all the incongruities. Prabhupada uses that word. Incongruities means all the kalmash or dirt in the heart. Just by seeing the form of the Lord, these two things happen. The mind's desires are completely satisfied, heart desires are completely satisfied, and all the misgivings are eradicated. So I was meditating and I was enjoying that meditation on the Supreme Lord. That's a small boy Narad. And then he says, Apashyan Sahasotaste. But that day something amazing happened. Suddenly my Lord removed himself from my heart. I could not see him. Apashyan Sahasotaste. And immediately I became disturbed, I became perturbed, and I got up from my seat and started searching out for him. Vaiklavyad Durmana Eva. Vaiklavyad, with great disturbance in the heart, I was searching for that, as if, just like a karmi, he gets something, $1,000,000, and suddenly somebody comes and steals away from him. How he'll be searching out, he'll be putting FIR and this and that. Similarly, I was searching out with more desperation than that. Then Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport, very nice purport. Prabhupada says, I'll be trying to repeat it almost verbatim, or in between also I'll say something. He says that it was Narad Muni's personal experience that Lord is not impersonal, but Lord has a form. But this form of the Lord is completely transcendental. It is not like any form of this material world. We, through throughout our life go. This is a very beautiful statement. Hear this very carefully. We throughout our life go. See, I'll add this, I'll paraphrase it a little bit. We throughout our life go all around the world, different places, and see different forms of the world. But none of this, these worldly forms can satisfy the soul, satisfy our heart. Nor can any of these forms completely vanish the perturbance or the disturbance of the heart. Now, another statement, very markable statement. Prabhupada says, these are the special features of the transcendental form of the Lord, that it completely satisfies our heart and all perturbance are removed. Then Prabhupada says, one who has seen this form can never be satisfied by any form of this material world. And we have an example now. I'll interrupt this. We have an example when Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was about to leave his home. He was chained. He was caught by his father and mother. And he was married to a very beautiful girl. She was like an apsara. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, she was exactly like an apsara. Very beautiful. Still, he used to sleep in the Durga Mandap. He used to not sleep with her. And one fine day, he was running. And then they caught him. Then the mother of Raghunath Das Goswami told the father, why don't you do something? Why don't you chain him with iron chains? And what the father says? Father says, oh my wife, this person was bound by a chain which is more powerful than any iron chain, by the attraction, the womanly attraction of an apsara. Even that could not bind him because he is so much attracted to the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. How can these chains bind him? Leave it. Let him go. We can't do anything. We are helpless. One who gets attracted to the form of Lord Chaitanya, he is no more useful to this material world. He becomes a useless person for all practical considerations of this material world. And his neighbors reject him. Anyway, so this is the attraction of the Lord. Then Prabhupada says, very nice statements in the end, the next paragraph, Prabhupada says, the duty of a person is to, as spiritual beings having eternal relation with that transcendental form of the Lord, we are life after life searching after that form of the Lord, and we are not satisfied by any other form of material appeasement. Narad Muni got a glimpse of this, but having not seen it again, he became perturbed and stood up all of a sudden to search it out. Now this final statement, what we desire life after life was obtained by Narad Muni, and losing sight of him again was certainly a great shock for him. So this shock we should get. And if we get this, if we get this attraction, we can never leave devotional service. Whatever happens, like in the beginning I said, how many of you will raise hand that the process of devotional service is easy or simple? No, we have a lot of difficulties. We have difficulties from our fellow devotees, whom we have to again and again say, "Vancha kalp taru bhyascha, please forgive me." And he says, "Please forgive me." And we keep creating problems. Because this is a hospital and all people who have come here are mad people. And we are all mad, we'll create problems for each other. So we'll keep having those problems. But if somehow or the other we get attracted to this form of the Lord, which Prabhupada has so mercifully just 50 years back, not even 50, 45 years back, Prabhupada has established Krishna Balaram here. And Prabhupada said, it's the duty of the devotees to come and see him. Two things, we have to come and see him and get attracted. And second, we have to study Prabhupada's purports and Bhagavatam, especially Krishna book. And recently I went to Delhi Dwarka. I had first time I experienced what is Krishna book. I was asked to give a seminar on 3 days on Krishna Leela. And I took some seminar and I'll take one shloka. How beautiful is the form of the Lord, which Prabhupada's descriptions are so beautiful. And this is one of the prasangar, one of the incident. These are true incidents. First of all, when we read Bhagavatam, they are true incidents. And we have to, Prabhupada says, Bhagavatam is the window to the spiritual world. and we see window, we see those pictures of the spiritual world. And this is a very beautiful incident where Brahma was bewildered. And this, I'll take the last thing, just 2-3 minutes I'll take more. Brahma got bewildered. Here, something important I want to make a note about is Shukdev Goswami says there Brahma actually did not test Krishna. Unlike Indra was testing Krishna. Indra tried to harm the associates of Krishna. Brahma was not bewildered. Brahma was actually wanting to see, and this is Shukdev Goswami himself saying, Brahma wanted to see more glories of his Lord. And what happened before that, this is a beautiful vision. Try to take this vision in your heart. I'll try to explain this vision. This is a shloka. Bibrad venu jatharapatayo shringa vetre chakakshe vame panau mastrun kavala tatfalangulishu tishthan madhe swapari suhruda hasayan narma bhi swai swarge loke mishati bubuje yagya bhuk balake lihi. What Brahma and all the demigods saw. They were going in their aeroplane and beneath they saw in Vrajmandal, in one of the forests, they saw a wonderful scene. And all these planes of Brahma and all the demigods, they stopped. And they were seeing. And Mishati Bubuje, they were just surprised. Hey, this, who are they? They're so beautiful. And what they saw? They saw Krishna. Small little kid. Bibrad Venum Jatharapatayoho. A small kid. This is his Balaliya. And small kid was wearing peacock feather, and there was a feta here, there was a turban here, and he had tied another cloth on his waist, and with his waist he was having his venu, and vetra means the cow herding stick, and also bugle. These two things Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says they were in his left armpit. And in his left arm, which is not Vedic rule. In the Vedic rule, we should eat by the right hand. But for Krishna, Krishna was in his left arm. He was holding what? The very beautiful, delicious vyanjan, what? Foodstuff given by Maa Yashoda. And that was curd rice. And he was holding, and that curd rice and fruits were dropping from his fingers. Because he was a small kid. And he was sitting. They were looking at him, he was sitting amongst his cowherd boys who had no education. This Krishna, Yajna Bhog, who only takes the remnants of Yajna and who is worshipped by Purush Sukta, by the demigod. And the demigod said, these cowherd boys were feeding him their own remnants. And this Krishna was sitting in between them and they were circling around him. And this photo, this picture is there in Prabhupada's house. And they were looking at him, that Krishna will happen to look at us, how glorious we'll be. And this Krishna is holding like that, and he is cracking jokes, narma bhi. He's cracking jokes with them and making them laugh. With this vision, Brahmaji came down. Brahmaji said, oh, my Lord is so glorious, I want to see more of his glories. And then what he did? He stole his calves and all. Then the story goes ahead, but this is the vision which we should get attracted. So Prabhupada said two things. Prabhupada said to get attracted, and this is the process of surrender. Process of surrender to the spiritual master, very important is the spiritual master teaches us to become attracted to Shravanam and Kirtanam. We should study Bhagavatam and we should glorify Krishna. We should try to glorify. This sitting on the Vyasasana is not an opportunity to advertise myself. This is an opportunity after many lifetimes to become habituated to glorify Krishna amongst devotees. And devotees may give correction by which, not correction in style, that is humbug style, that you should speak like this, but the Siddhanta should be right. And that attraction, by glorifying, by studying Bhagavatam, we see that spiritual world. And then we speak about it, we become immersed in those feelings. These two things are the process of surrender. A spiritual master's duty is to make that, like Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted everyone to preach. Everyone. Whether he was educated, not educated, preach according to your capacity. He even appreciated little Saraswati. Because by preaching, by Kirtanam, we become very much attracted. I'll give one example and I'll finish it. The example is like two students are in 10th standard, say, and one student who teaches 7th, 8th, 9th standard, he performs better than a student who doesn't teach. That's why Gurukul education system is seniors teach the juniors. And similarly, Prabhupada established this education system, and we should try to glorify, and then we get attracted. This is the process of surrender, and then we become successful in Krishna consciousness, and ultimately, we go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.